Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 25 today, verses 18 through 24. Proverbs 25, verses 18 through 24. It says, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a war club, or a sword, or a sharp arrow. Trusting in a treacherous man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot that slips. Whoever sings songs to a heavy heart is like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, and like vinegar on soda. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for he will heap burning coals on his head. You will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue angry looks. It's better to live in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. Now, as you know on this radio program, if you've listened for a while, we try to bring a challenge from the passages we are looking at each day from God's Word. And when we get into Proverbs, instead of taking one little verse and then another verse, in order to keep moving, we put some verses together and try and see a context that's coming together from these. And what I want to pull out from these verses that we looked at today is our words and how they can do much damage, even when we seek to do good. Look at verse 20. It says, whoever sings songs to a heavy heart is like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar on soda. The person that's singing songs to someone with a heavy heart wants to help. They're trying to help. But even when we try to help, sometimes our words can do damage, even when we're trying to do good. I know recently I was talking to someone whose dog had died. And in my desire to make them feel better, I felt bad because they were crying. And I wanted to tell them that it's going to be okay. And I said, well, maybe you'll find another dog that'll make you love that dog just as much and fill that empty place in your heart. And in trying to help, those words didn't help. And the lady was like, I don't know. I don't want another replacement. I don't, you know. And I had actually, in my trying to help, I made it worse. Singing songs to a heavy heart is like, it's bad news. It's like taking off a garment on a cold day. That doesn't do you any good. It's like putting vinegar on soda. That just makes things messier. Sometimes our words, when we try to help, do damage. Our words need to give people what they need, not what we think they need. Also in this passage, are you quarrelsome because you think you need to defend yourself? We need to trust in God to be our defender. And not a quarrelsome person. That's why it says it's better to live in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. Are you the one who's trying to defend yourself? Because a lot of times when we're quarrelsome and we argue with people and we get angry, it's because we feel like we need to defend ourselves. We don't feel like we've been treated fairly. Well, are you trusting in God to be your defender? Look at verses 21 and 22. It says, if your enemy's hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he's thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Good words are valuable, but here's my question. They're no good if they're not followed by actions. It's one thing to say to your neighbor, you know, if they're hungry, go ahead and be filled. But what good is that if you don't do something? Listen, actually, that's quoting from James. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26 says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but he doesn't have actions or works? Can that kind of faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone, and in the same way was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. What James is simply saying is what good are your words if they're not followed by actions? So today, our challenge is simply this. Your words can do damage even if you're trying to do good. Your words can actually bring health, but only if they're followed by actions as well. So today, I want to challenge you. Are your words helping, and are they followed by actions? Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.